Okay, well, we've heard a number of messages on really important matters that we can all relate to. And we've identified many of the works of the devil, the contradictions to the gospel, the rejections of the authoritative word of God, and how the works of the devil have manifested themselves in those things. Here's our encouragement to you. Don't make this a one-off experience. Take the things that you've heard and continue to instruct your families. Moses instructed the fathers of Israel to teach these things when they sat in their houses, when they walked by the way, when they would lie down and when they would rise up. And the very best use of a time like this is to identify particular areas, and then as you're reading through the scriptures, make the connections. Tell your children about it. That's what the Bible says. You know, instruct the next generation. And, Asaph in Psalm 78 says that fathers are supposed to tell the next generation the great things that God has done and to pass it on. And so our encouragement is to look for these categories in the scripture that you read to your children. Just continue to look for them and identify those kinds of things. You know, look for words in scripture and sections of scripture that help you explain secularism and a world that says there is no God. And help your children to see there is a God, and suffering does matter, and life does have meaning, and there is a being out there to whom we are all accountable. When you're reading the scriptures, you know, help them to understand socialism and this whole matter of understanding of culture and society. Help them understand Roman Catholicism. Look for the scriptures that speak to it, or for Islam, or for the LGBTQ movement, or for racism, or for poverty, or for technology. Look for it. Look for those things everywhere. They're found everywhere in Scripture. And so our encouragement is take these categories and look for them in the Word of God, and then speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Now, let's finally stand. And we're going to recite Colossians 2:8 again. Let's say it together. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. We all have to be aware, beware, to recognize the ideas that are floating around that would harm us, that would actually cheat us. The devil really does want to cheat you. He wants to cheat you until that day when his number is up. The Bible says that the devil knows that his time is short, but until then he's going to do as much damage to your mind and your morality as he possibly can. And we've really identified ways that is happening, you know, all over our world. And I pray that God would protect us, and we would not be a people who would be so cheated by the philosophies of this world, the empty deceits and the traditions of men and the basic principles of this world. But on the contrary, we would be the people of God. We would be the people who have him in our hearts, that he would saturate our minds and our hearts with every good thing, that Christ and him crucified would be our greatest treasure that interprets everything in our hearts and in our lives. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for giving us the time to consider all these things. And we pray that you would make us men of war, men who recognize that they are in a battle and that there is a raging assault against all of us, against our brethren. And that you would help us, first of all, to rescue our own selves from wrong thinking, but that we would also have compassion, to have mercy upon those who have found themselves entrapped by the empty deceits of the devil. In Jesus' name, amen.